Report: Hunter Biden laptop reveals he frequently met with Joe Biden after foreign business meetings. By Ethan Lettman on July 16, 2022. Hunter Biden would frequently meet with his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, following his personal business meetings with foreign government officials and clients, the New York Post reported. The meetings were revealed after an examination of Hunter Biden's personal calendar from the infamous laptop from Hill. The calendar reveals that Hunter Biden met with Joe Biden approximately 30 times at either the White House or the Vice President's residences at the Naval Observatory from 2008 to 2016. The meetings would take place days, even within an hour, after Hunter Biden would return home from a foreign business trip or a meeting with a client in Washington, D.C. The Post's report also reveals that Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Schwerin, was named as an invite receipt on 21 of the 30 meetings with the then vice president. Schwerin was the president of Hunter Biden's now dissolved investment fund Rosemont Seneca Partners and reportedly had access to Joe Biden's personal financial information. He was recently revealed to have been welcomed at the White House over 19 times before meetings, including once with the then vice president in November 2010, according to White House visitor logs. As reported by the Post, Hunter Biden met Daniel Kaplan Duncan, the Prime Minister of Côte d'Ivoire, on April 15, 2016 in Washington, D.C., his calendar shows. The 8:15 a.m. sit-down was quickly followed by a 9 a.m. confab with Vice President Biden at the Naval Observatory. The purpose of his meeting with Kaplan is unclear. Between February 15 to 18, 2012, Hunter Biden was wined and dined by billionaire oligarchs in Moscow, including one now wanted for murder. 4 days after his return, Hunter Biden met with Vice President Biden, again at the Naval Observatory. On November 14, 2015, Hunter Biden met with Romanian Ambassador to the United States George Mayor, before heading off for meetings in that country. He returned November 17, and had breakfast with his father at the Naval Observatory 2 days later. Just months after the trip, he teamed up with former FBI Director Louis Freeh to help Romanian businessman Gabriel Popov issue avoid jail time. The report also revealed that Hunter Biden had set up a meeting between Joe Biden and former Colombian President Andrés Pastrana Arango on March 2, 2012. About 8 months prior to that meeting, Hunter Biden, Schwerin, and Rosemont Seneca were allegedly pursuing business with Brazilian construction company Oish, which was interested in 4 major projects in Colombia at the time. Among them were 2 watershed treatment plants worth approximately $380 million and $350 million, a hydroelectric power plant worth $1.8 billion, and renovations to the Bogota subway system worth $3 billion. Schwerin believed, if the Oish deals worked out in Colombia, that the $1 billion project would pay Rosemont Seneca $5.6 million off of a 1% success fee. Emails also revealed that Rosemont Seneca was on retainer for $25,000 per month from the Brazilian construction company. Oish was later entangled in Brazil's largest government corruption scandal, commonly known as Operation Car Wash. Hunter Biden flew to Bogota in November 2011 to meet with Pastrana, where calendar notes also indicate that Colombia's Minister for Mines and Energy was included in the meeting. Hunter Biden also met with a counselor to Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos later that day, the Post noted. In February 2012, the personal calendar revealed that Hunter Biden asked Pastrana to meet up while he was visiting Washington, D.C. A month later, the former Colombian president allegedly met with Joe Biden at the Naval Observatory, where Schwerin was listed as an invite to the meeting. Hunter Biden met with Pastrana, along with a Columbia coffee executive, at a coffee shop later that day. The Post noted that Hunter Biden was setting up other meetings for Pastrana, including one with Cesar Uzeda, international chairman of Oish. This revelation comes after Hunter Biden's personal iCloud account was allegedly hacked by users, leading GOP officials to call the president's son a national security threat while demanding an investigation, Breitbart News reported. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.